is back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen, from each and every single corner of the world, hope everything is just fine with you. Whatever you're doing, driving your car, walking on your feet, going back to home after a long day, or just resting at home, I welcome your entrance to an extraordinary zone. You're hearing me from IRB English Radio. Get ready to fly with us in the realm of reality with a new episode of your program, Back to Reality. This is Asma at your service as your host, and here with me I have two very dear guests, Sister Zainab and Brother Habib. Very happy to have you both in here.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm also happy to be with you always.
Yes,
everywhere.
I'm always glad to be with you.
And alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me on board.
Yes, thank you for being here. Welcome to your program. So give us just a little bit about yourself, an introduction. Zainab, what are you studying?
Well, Asma, I'm Zainab Askari, and I'm a student of Hausa right now, and I'm done with Master's in Linguistics from University of Kashmir.
Linguistics is awesome. Okay, you, brother?
Currently studying in the Hausa, Kharij level, advanced level, and at your service.
That's so much, you're a master. Today, we're going to talk about some interesting stuff, which is going to be about how to make the need for religion in someone. Is it really needed to be religious?
Not only is it needed, but it's something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us on, with the nature of human beings, creatures that want to reach perfection. And the only way to reach perfection is by following a religion. Whether you state that religion is your own mind or intellect, such as the Greek people state, or whether it's, for example, by doing this kind of exercise and that kind of exercise, or whether it's by following this person or following that person, at the end of the day, human beings are running towards their perfection, and perfection cannot be followed or reached or achieved unless you have that religion, that path. Because what is religion other than
the
path?
Some people would tell you that there is no need to have a religion. I would go toward perfection, and there is no need for religion.
What is their thought about perfection? Their perfection is, for example, to live this liberal life or this communist life. So therefore, their religion, whether they like it or not, is the laws that the state puts upon them. It's what they follow. It's that lifestyle that they're taking, that they believe is something that will help the not only them, but their society reach to perfection.
Okay, Sister Zainab, join us.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so he's talking,
so
it was interesting.
Whenever
Brother Habib is there, I will always love to just listen.
Thank you very much. I feel humble right now.
Yeah. So I think religion is a set of rules that teach you a way of life. And set of rules is extremely important.
Say you have children, and it's a rather personal question. How you teach them to have a religion? It's very difficult to teach the people who have no idea about religion that religion is something we need. It's a crucial part of our life.
I have been teaching my children religion since they have just, you know, opened their eyes.
How? How you do that? How you make them feel like there is a need to be religious?
You are teaching them a way of life. You're teaching them a like, you know. For example, we sit together and we are having food. The best way to have food, you know, what is religion? Religion is telling me, start with the name of Allah. Start with the name of Allah. Mm-hmm. Just know who gave you this food. And then chew it well. What does science say? Chew it well. What do other, like, you know, sciences or, I don't know, health magazines and all say? If you do not chew your food well, you're going to have this and that problem. Religion says sit properly. Mm-hmm. Have your weight on the left side of your body.
So
sit
you mean to live better, we have
each to... Each and every single, for example...
set of rules.
Yeah, you cannot tell a child... A child cannot say, I can just grow up without the care of my parents, without the care of my mother and father and, you know, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. A child cannot grow up. He needs someone to teach him, like, you know, even we are social beings, yeah?
Yes.
We are social beings and we are living in a society where we have set of rules. We cannot say just, I want to drive and I don't want to follow traffic rules. Why we have traffic rules? Why we have any rules? Why we have state rules? Mm-hmm. Why does every state have a law?
Because things are
because
not
planned. Because we are social beings.
We
are living in a society.
Yeah.
And in a, while you're living in a society, you have to follow a certain kind of rules. But we are seeing these rules made for humans, by humans, are always they always end up with, you know, I cannot follow a state law which was made 40 years back. They always change. They always have changed. Why they have changed? Because a human being is not a perfect writer of this law. So this, nice. The one who created this human being, the one who created this human being can write a perfect law for him. My intellect is not that much that I can write a law for myself. While I'm creating a washing machine, while I'm creating a refrigerator, I am writing its instruction book.
Because
I'm
the creator of this. So then I would ask you a question. Then why does it have to be coming from heaven? Why do we have to have prophets? Why it must be heavenly? Coming from Allah.
Like how my sister beautifully put, that the person, the thing that created you mm-hmm. is the one that best knows you. Therefore, he is the one that sets the guidelines. And then the second question that pops up, all right, if the laws are not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then from whom?
You know, through whom? The history of the world, whom? Many whom? People have set some rules.
All right, let's start off with from Adam. Go down from Adam. Adam had children. Why did he choose this child over that child to be the ruler after him or to one, the one that gives out laws after him? Why should we, for example, put two people and then vote for these two people? I want to run for president. That's the first thing I come up for arguments. I want to run for president. I want to be the ruler. What are you going to do about it? So therefore, why is this person ruler and that person not a ruler? Is it because of power? Who says that the person who has power and the person that has more people with him, a stronger army, is the person that is a rightful ruler? Mm-hmm. There has to be a ruler who is able to not only give out a justice order, but also have that touch with that divine knowledge that understands human beings as it is.
So you mean that an ordinary person cannot set rules? An ordinary human being?
Yes, the intellect of human beings, and that is why the Greeks, they created qanun, or what is it called?
Yeah,
mantak, logic.
Don't go anywhere. We'll join you in a minute.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email that is englishradio@irib.ir.
So let's go back to reality with today's discussion.
Us human beings, we want to reach perfection. But how do we reach perfection? With knowledge. Our knowledge is able of falling into mistakes. And that is why they brought up mantiq or logic to, you know, fix up their mistakes. And that's what we study in logic. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us something else. That us human beings, if we follow our hawa, various verses about this, if we follow what we desire.
Can you explain more about hawa?
Desires. Like, for example, if this person is a ruler, mm-hmm. he has these desires of, for example, bringing in more cash. The greed, the wealth, or the lust, or any other bad, you know, characteristic that has, that he tries to bring it for himself and forgets society when he rules. And we have that a lot. And we have various examples of this. The greedy forget there's no justice.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, there's no justice. So the person that rules has to be a person that is totally just. And how do we know that this person is totally just? By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala putting him as the true authority. And that's the idea of imamat.
Yes.
That is the reason why we say Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam is the true caliph after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The first fact is to believe that there must be rules, set of rules.
Of course, otherwise, like how my sister put it out, there will be chaos.
Yes, and right? Those rules have to come from a heavenly chosen authority.
Because otherwise desires will come and play roles. For example, if I'm a ruler, and I like Liverpool, for example, I would try to make the transfer market better for Liverpool so they could
personal
buy better
impressions
players.
Impressions would do a lot.
Yes, yes. So there has to be a person that is totally just.
Yes.
And trust me, there is no one except for Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Exactly. So then I would be a person from the other side of the world, and I'm telling you that there are many leaders in this world. Mm-hmm. They seem to be a very perfect people, like they are human beings. I've watched actually many of them in YouTube or somewhere else. They speak very well. They seem to be like doing everything perfectly, and they lead people into a good life. You know, you have seen something like this as well, perhaps. Why not following these people?
Because human knowledge is limited. And we always want to go towards perfection. Like I said, Why cannot, for example, as a non-living...
You know, I mean, many people would tell you it does not have to be something sacred, something that is related to religion. I would want to be a good
then
person.
Then why no country is happy with the state laws? Why no country is happy with the traffic laws? With the...
As a person living, I don't want to say liberal, you know. I'm living life like a human being. I want to be perfect and I would follow a pattern. I would be only a good human being. I won't do some bad stuff. Then I'm a good human being and God and Allah would be satisfied with me. There is no need for
Allah
me to be religious.
Allah says to be, you know, he says that you human beings are without any doubt in great loss. But for the people who have, illa allazina amanu, who have believed, who have brought, you know, who have iman, who believe, and wa'amilu salihat. Allah does not say who only believe. He says who perform amal salih, who perform good deeds.
Okay, imagine.
So performing deeds is
imagine
extremely...
you're living in an environment
okay.
where people are atheists. They don't believe in anything.
Okay.
How do you create a need for religion in them?
They believe that religion is there, but they call Allah as nature.
Mm-hmm.
But they believe. They say that this is, you know, nature created.
So everyone
this.
Has
said,
a belief and there every, is a
this
creed
is intrinsic.
In us.
This is.
There's always an ideology system out there.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you believe in a non-material one or a material one, it doesn't matter. As long as you have an ideology, you're living a lifestyle that's telling you, do this, do that, do this, do that.
Set a rule.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
There's always an ideology system out there. Yeah, it gives you the worldwide view for yourself, and it also gives
But they
you,
don't call it religion.
Don't let them call religion. No problem. But at the end of the day, the meaning of religion, the spirit of religion, they're doing it.
Asma, I think, see, I wanted to give this example. For example, I as a human being created a refrigerator. I as a human being created a washing machine. And I wrote an instruction book for it. I do not use instruction book of, I as a user, do not use instruction book of refrigerator to use washing machine. Why? Why I don't do that? Because the creator,
mm-hmm.
the discoverer
yes.
of this washing machine or this refrigerator knew better. He said me... I created this, so I know better. If you use it this way, it will give you service for
yes,
4 or 5 years.
Yes, you mentioned a very important point. That's very true. The creator, who is Allah, knows
yeah.
us better, and he has
exactly.
planned a set of rules
so
for
I cannot follow someone.
So we have to follow those rules.
Exactly. If you're going to use an instruction book of a refrigerator for your washing machine, that will not give you that service.
That is very
Maybe
true.
Maybe you're going to destroy it.
Yes, thank you. Just to give you the loyal audience of Back to Reality, a gist of what we're talking about, we talked about how to make the needs of religion in a person, and we said that God, Allah has created us in a way that we need to be restricted by some rules. Those rules have to be heavenly and coming from an authority that has been chosen by Allah. Therefore, in order to escape chaos, we have to follow those rules. And at the end of the day, as human beings, we need a light to take us further in our path and journeys. Thank you for listening to us. Until another session, we bid you farewell. I leave you to the protection of God's never sleeping eyes.